Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us to see another day, Heavenly Father. We're asking would you bless this broadcast to be something that you are pleased with, Heavenly Father, and we're asking would you continue to bless each guest who comes on the show, and we're just asking you for your divine recoveries in the hospitals, Heavenly Father, and we're just excited because of what you're getting ready to do for the people, Heavenly Father. If there are any voids, Lord, we ask you, would you bless those to be filled, Heavenly Father. If there is someone who is needing prayer, we're asking for all of the prayers of the righteous to just uplift that person or those persons who need prayer, Lord. Once again, we thank you for this day. We're asking you for just grace and mercy. We're asking you for favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the scripture for today is Psalms 147 and 5, and it reads, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And while we're waiting on my guest, we're going to go ahead and go with some of the announcements until our guest logs on. Okay, so here we go. All right, be sure to continue to encourage and uplift your family by telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove, FridaLove. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com/FREDA. All right. The next announcement is, let me get it up here. The next announcement is the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashions by Love is here. That's FashionsByLove.com is here. Be sure to look at that website, Gospel Artists. Authors, community leaders, you are welcome to submit your information to the radio show. Be sure to email me. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at FREDALOVE or ALFREDA. Okay. Friday night football, there are a lot of playoffs going on, so be sure to look at the newspaper, check out the newspaper, check out your community teams, and go out and support those individuals because we are actually in the playoffs. Saturday, we will have Mr. Mike Sears, who will be a guest on the Love Lift Jesus Up show. Sunday, we'll have Bishop Clark, who will bring the message. Please, please, please remember to continue to pray for your family and friends, and be sure to keep them lifted up in prayer because everyone needs prayer. Okay. Now then, we're still waiting on our guest, but while we're waiting on our guest, we want to make sure that we prepare on Saturday. And as I said, we'll have Mr. Mike Sears on Saturday. And I want to, every opportunity that I get, I always want to talk about the Word of God, and that's what we're going to do until our guest arrives. So what we're going to do is, what I want to do is kind of highlight or reiterate a topic that I was going to give one Sunday, but a topic that I was going to give one Sunday, but when I was given the topic, we had to deviate into another topic because God wanted another message to be conveyed. And the message, once again, is, as I'm getting my guest online, the message conveyed is that God wants us to be ambassadors. He wants us to be messengers for him. Each person on earth has a purpose. The purpose on earth for each person is different. However, we all have something to do. There's no such thing as I'm just living on earth, I'm just here on earth. There's always a purpose for us on earth. And as I said, any time that we are doing the work of God, we should be happy, we should be excited. And we were talking about those doors yesterday as we were praying, and I'm saying what's coming to my mind here. We were talking about the doors being shut, but God has a way of opening doors, but there are different barriers that hinder us from getting into the door, or I want to say getting on the journey that God wants us to go on. So therefore, we need to remember each day of our lives that we have to basically get on the journey, be on the journey, be about our Father's business, because we need to work while it's day, because when night cometh, then no one works. And we're still waiting on our guest, so I can still talk about religion, and I think she's on the line. Okay, the Lady Bell, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here. God bless you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great.
Good. Let me introduce you right quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. The Lady Bell is a member of the Potter's House under the leadership of Bishop T.D. Jakes. She's an ordained elder, gospel preacher, prophetic minister, singer, author, songwriter, worship choir instructor, and mentor. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others the Lady Bell. Okay. And the Lady Bell, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your ministry.
Okay.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the East Coast ministry and its impact on the West Coast ministry?
Wow. Well, I've been in ministry for a little bit over 30 years now. I'm still young, but I've been in ministry that long. And I started out as a little girl, around 7 years old. My mom took me to take piano lessons, and I learned to read music up until the time I was 16 or 17 years old. And basically I stopped my piano lessons because I really didn't want to go deep into classical music. And so I also learned when I first began that I had the gift to hear music and to play by ear. So I have both gifts going on. I'm able to read, and I'm also able to play and hear, you know, just my, I have a strong gift of hearing for music. And so from there, just grew into, like, by the time I was 10, started playing for the Sunbeam Choir. I was playing for kids my same age, and by the time I was 15, I took on the responsibility as minister of music, being responsible for about 5 choirs at the church, the Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Hanover County and back in the state of Virginia. And then from there, learning to sing and to be able to sing and teach parts, and I just developed a fond love for music. And Dr. Thomas Whitfield and the Whitfield Company was one of my favorite groups. I picked up their music and just began to study different artists, and I developed, you know, the sense of how to construct music, how to teach it, and just, you know, how to minister the message of different songs. And so going along with music ministry, then having my own youth community group, doing a lot of things throughout the city, the Lord blessed me to become recognizable and just on a lot of programs and just doing a lot of things in the community, helping others at their various churches. And then grew into a place where the Lord assessed the calling to a deeper side of ministry, to preach the Word of God. And I struggled with that for about 6 years. I just didn't jump into it, but I really took the time to pray and to seek the face of God to know for sure that this is what God was calling me to do, and I finally accepted the call and then still waited 3 years after that before I preached my first sermon. And it was so so wonderful when I went to my pastor and I hadn't mentioned anything to anyone. People had been telling me all through the years, oh, you've been called to preach. You know, God has his hand on you. But it was something that I had to know for myself deep down within without a shadow of a doubt. And so I really didn't talk about it to many people. But it came a time in my life when there was a defining moment when I had to tell the Lord yes, and I accepted the call. And then, like I said, waited. And then when I went to my pastor, I told him I wanted to speak with him about something. And he could have thought that, you know, it had something to do with the music department or something else. But when I met with him, he knew that I was coming to him to talk about my calling to preach the gospel. And I was the first female in the church's history of about 121 years that ever came forth as a gospel minister. And through that, there's been maybe now about six or seven other women in the ministry that have come forth in my church. But you're talking to someone who has an understanding of the hand of God on their life. I don't know everything, but I do understand the different phases that God has taken me through. I do know that by the grace of God, I have an apostolic anointing on my life, and that is to begin things and to build. And so God uses me many times as a trendsetter and as a forerunner to open up the way for his work to go forth in his desired places. So basically that's what I do. I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I have a worship aggregation. I'm a mentor. I teach. I preach. I do play. I played for, you know, a long, long time. I really haven't played as a minister of music for about 20 years, but if you throw me on the organ, put me on the keyboard, you know, I can take you through. I've missed a lot coming through the years with all of the, you know, different chord changes and progressions that how you hear our young people play today. I missed that, but if I you know, really tune in and listen, and make that a priority, I can jump in there with them. I can play along with them. I'll put it like that. But I just love the Lord, and I'm just a servant. And I just do what it is that, you know, whatever God leads me to do and whatever I feel that he's calling me to do. And it's a pleasure to be on the broadcast today.
Oh, well, great, and thank you
for that.
Was that
a mouthful?
No, that was excellent. I love it. Okay. So just tell me, what are some key concepts and points that you share with your music ministries that you work with? Because, you know, there is an art to singing, there is an art thing, but what are some key points that you share when you're teaching voice and all?
Yes. Okay, are you talking about the musical side or the spiritual side?
Let's go with the musical side.
Right, the musical side. Basically, I'm a vocal trainer. I teach people how to sing. And just basically working with voices, just giving instruction about, you know, how to take care of your voice, which I need to be a student of that more myself to my own teaching. I've been drinking tea and with honey and everything ever since Sunday with the change of the weather that came in. Because I'm from the East Coast, and when I moved here, something happened. And it seems like with every change, it can be like 80 degrees one day and then 30 degrees the next. And so even living here for 19 years, my body for some reason still has not adjusted to that. But just basically how to, you know, take care of your voice, vocal health, exercises as far as technique, breathing, tonality, things like that, interpretation, basically, excuse me, enunciation, basically how to interpret the words of the song to make the words come alive, to actually paint a picture and to send a message. I'm real big on interpretation because actually if you just sing a song and just sing the words, you're just basically singing black words on a piece of white paper. But if you take those words and apply them to your life, if you bring those words to a point of reference, which is a place of experience for you, you can sing from your experience, and then the song becomes alive, and you'll be able to, like, belt out a particular word or words with meaning, and the congregation, whoever is listening, can sense, oh, there's some type of connection with that song and that person. And so that's what I teach as far as, you know, vocal on the spiritual side. I teach that before we were ever called to do anything, sing, preach, prophesy, whatever it is, that the highest call is actually the call to worship God. And then worship is so much more than, you know, singing and praising and what we do in church before others. I believe that the highest form of worship, the highest form of worship is actually the life that you live before God, which should be a life of obedience. So I am, that's me right there. I will drive that all the way to the end. Worship is a lifestyle, and your ministry and your song, whatever you do, is no more powerful than the life that you live. If you live raggedy, your ministry is going to be raggedy. If you live a life of obedience and you're always seeking ways to please God, seeking, striving always to walk according to His word, God honors that. And there's a special touch that is on the life of someone who has totally yielded themselves to God. I'm not saying that God can't use you if you're not totally, you know, in that place of being surrendered. God can use anyone at any time if He chooses. But I'm saying it is more rewarding if you live the life that God has called you to live while you minister, and your ministry is real to you, and when it's real to you, it can be felt and it can be understood and received in a better way by those who you minister to.
That's good. That's, you know, Lady Bell, as you're speaking, I'm listening to you, and I can tell that you're a minister. And so can you tell me, when you minister to individuals, what has been the greatest, I guess, message that has really changed individuals that you know of?
Okay, well, I think you said the word change. And I mentor a worship team of about 12 to 15 people. And then there are other young ladies in ministry that, you know, I minister according, you know, to the word of God, how to present yourself a lady, how to be that Proverbs 31 woman, and just to, you know, live your life for God. The thing that I minister to people is that if you have ever encountered the presence of God, there's had to be a change in your life. I don't believe that we can go to church week after week and be in these services and conferences and say, oh, we've been in the presence of the Lord and God was with us, and then we leave the same way. I believe that wherever worship is, wherever the presence of the all, I'm talking about God. I'm not talking about some type of spirit that we've conjured up amongst ourselves, but I'm talking about when the very presence of God has been in the midst of us, there has got to be a life-changing moment. Whenever we are in the presence of God, we ought to leave better than when we came. And so that is what I, you know, convey to people when they share with me, you know, their personal problems or struggles that they're going through. I find something in the Word of God that they can find an answer in and find a way of deliverance, a way of escape, and to just let them know that when God is really in your life, He brings about change. And we just can't talk about change, but there's got to be a change, because a change is not a change unless it's a change. And so that's what I encourage people to find. Find a change in their lives because the Lord is with you.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, let's switch over a little bit to your radio stations. Can you tell me a little bit about your radio stations?
Sure. I am on, I'm on two internet radio stations, Rejoice1110.com, which is part of the Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. It's about 48 stations under that network, and I have a daytime show and a nighttime show on rejoice1110.com, 10 o'clock in the morning and 10 at night, Central Standard Time. You will find the Lady Bell Show on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which is basically a show which consists of, you know, the music that is out here today. I do a mixture of, it can be Christian hip-hop, it can be traditional solo material, contemporary, you know, group, quartet. I try to get a good mix in for everybody because we have a wide variety of listeners. And then at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and of course we're speaking Central Standard Time, I am on Midday Praise Radio, which comes out of Camden, Alabama. And I'm on there Monday through Friday, 2 o'clock in the afternoons. And starting on Wednesday, November the 20th, I'll be joining a third station. I thank God for the open door and the space to be increased in my radio ministry. I really consider it a ministry. We call ourselves, you know, radio personalities, but I'm not in it for that. Basically, I consider it my evangelistic ministry, just a way to have another platform to just encourage and to say something uplifting, to speak to someone, to help somebody throughout their day, and to share good, meaningful music that will help them, you know, deal with whatever it is that they're facing, whatever they're going through. But I'll be starting on Wednesday, November the 20th, on RejoiceAmericaRadio.org with Brother Reggie Rich. And so I'll be starting out one day a week, and then we're going to increase to two and just, you know, build as the Lord, you know, would have us to build. But I thank God for this opportunity, for this medium of ministry to reach so many people all across the world. We receive emails and just, you know, ways of correspondence from people from Iraq, Australia, the UK, people literally from all over the world. And we thank God that we're reaching people and that we're being a source of inspiration and just some type of example to point, you know, the way to Jesus Christ. So it's an awesome opportunity. And can I share this? Now listen, you
sure.
Can stop me because I'm just so full of joy of the Lord and God has done so much. I'll just keep talking forever. So you
hey,
have to kind of, you know,
you have 7 minutes, so say what's on your heart and I'll ask you these other questions. Go ahead.
Okay. Sure. All right. I just want to say this as a way to encourage somebody. It was prophesied to me about 8 to 10 years ago that my voice was going to reach the world. My voice was going to reach the world. I was like, wow, how can that happen? How in the world is that going to happen? And so I settled in my spirit. If God said it, then it will come. It will come to pass. And so I didn't go trying to make anything happen, didn't go searching for a way to make it happen, but God brought it to me. I've only been in media ministry for 2 years. And God has opened up so many. You would think I've been in it for a while due to the things that God has blessed me to be able to do. I've had so many opportunities that have just really blown my mind. And I'm saying that to say that if God spoke something to you, if he promised you that he's going to do something, you don't have to sweat it. You don't have to worry about it. It will come to pass. So I just want to say that to encourage everybody that's out there listening.
And speaking of encouragement, I would like to congratulate you because I saw that you were a nominee for the Rhythm Awards. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, right, right. I've been nominated in three categories. Categories number 38, 41, and 44 for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. And the categories are Radio Announcer of the Year, Radio and Marketing Promotions, and also radio/TV show of the year, which I do have an internet TV show as well. So please vote for me. I don't go, you know, seeking awards. I'm working for my reward from the Lord. But apparently what I do has touched enough people where I've been nominated. Please go and vote for me, and I promise that I'll continue to give God the glory. And that is at therhythmofgospelawards.com. Just look for The Lady Bell or Wanda Bell Ministries.
Now, Sister Bell, you touched a little bit on your internet TV show. Can you elaborate on it, and especially that DVD that you put out?
Okay. Right. The name of my internet TV show is Edify, Wanda Bell TV, Edify. And basically, you know, the name is self-explanatory. The show is there to edify the heart, the spirit, and the mind of the believer or anyone who's watching. Basically, you know, we have a lot of negative things going on. And, I mean, as we can just, you know, pick any topic today of what's happening out here, just a lot of negativity, a lot of controversy. But the purpose of the show, God placed that word in my spirit, you know, from the book of Ephesians, that, you know, the body of Christ, you know, whatever we do, we are to edify one another and build each other up in our most holy faith. And so the show is there to encourage, to uplift, to help strengthen, to give someone something, you know, positive to see and positive to hear. I've interviewed many musical artists as well as preachers, speakers, just sharing, you know, in the Word of God, just sharing about faith and just to, you know, undergird anyone who watches, you know, with something that they can hold on to that is of good substance. And that is on allnationstv.com. Monday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and they've increased my show times because of the response to it. I'm actually on four times a week, and I'm sorry I don't know the exact times, but my base day or the start of a new show is Wednesday of each week.
Okay, Wednesday of each week. Okay. And we have 3 minutes, but if someone wanted to contact you as far as Facebook and all that, how could they do that?
Okay, I do want to mention about my DVD. It's a DVD with my worship team, Ascriptions of Worship, that we recorded in the spring of 2012. It's a compilation of 6 songs that I wrote, basically songs with a lot of meaning, but simple yet enough for everyone, the plumber, the school bus driver, the teacher, whoever it is, so that they won't feel intimidated while being in the congregation to join in and sing along and worship the Lord. That can be found on my my website, which is wandabell.com. You can find the information about the DVD there. You can make a donation to the ministry. You can purchase that DVD. I am also on Facebook, / The Lady Bell. And then I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com/ Lady Wanda Bell. But definitely my website is a good way to contact me. You can send me an email, and I'll definitely respond. Once again, that is wandabell.com.
Okay. And is there anything else you would like to tell the listeners?
Well, I just want to say, in a day and time when it seems like any and everything is being accepted and everybody is doing them or doing you, however they say it, remember that we do have a God that we must give an account to, and that he is going to return, and we have to give an account for every deed that is done in our body. And if we are going to be Christians, let us be Christians according to the Word of God, not the thoughts or the opinions of man. But we've got to live this thing. We've got to be who God has called us to be. And it's not easy, but it's one day at a time. And when you really desire to live for God, he'll give you the strength and he will help you. So let's just be true to who we say we are as lovers of God. Trust in him, stand on his word, and the Lord will definitely bless us and he will keep us in perfect peace in a day and time as this.
Amen. And I'm just so happy. Thank you so much for calling in and taking out time to interview. I'm going to listen to this again. And
thank you. I thank you so much for having me. I don't take it lightly. I'm just humbled that anyone would, you know, want to have me to call in. I'm on the flip side. Usually people call in to me. So I've called in to you, and you've asked me to share, and I thank you for this opportunity, and I don't take it for granted. Thank you so much, and God bless your listening audience as well. Bless you.
Okay, and bless you, and keep in touch with me, Lady Bell.
I certainly will. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Wanda Bell, and I appreciate each listener on the show, and please join me on Saturday for Mr. Mike Sears. Until next time, if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Goodbye, everybody.